of what was in from the two funds, TRT and restaurant tax. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't change. It just more, it reflects what the true revenues and expenses were. Knowing that the revenue was, I guess I'm not getting it if that raised. I got it the other day when we were looking at it, but I lost. To help you understand why it gets confusing is, first of all, the 26.6 wasn't the right number when we put it in. Not you, you know this. It was 29.9, I think. All of that was paid for from donations through the Uinta Basin Economic Development District. So that's why the 26 goes out, even though it was the wrong number. It wasn't an expenditure that we incurred in the Daggett County budget. Okay. Capital Improvement Fund. What changed?
The $25,000 from the state.
For the rodeo grounds.
That you guys want, put in the rodeo grounds and then an election grant.
Okay. And the shooting range, what was happening there?
So the shooting range, for 2 years, it got coded to the B Road Fund. So 16 and 17, so I had to make a journal entry, or a check actually, back to the B Road Fund to pay for it. So this year, it's going to show 3 years worth of payments instead of one. So we just have to increase the budget.
From 2 to 6?
Yeah. It's just under $2,000 payment, like 1900 and something a year.
And that's the payment to CITLA for?
40 acres.
Uh-huh. But the shooting range slash next door to the dump. Increased rodeo ground expenditures by $25,000 from zero to $25,000. So you spent it. Is the did the $25,000 is it spent?
No, it just is available to spend.
I see. So it would carry. It would carry over. It's budgeted. It's available, so that things balance.
There was some of it used.
$3,800 or whatever that was to.
For the panels.
Yeah.
Panels and paint and. Noxious weed.
They had budgeted $5,000 for a supervisor's grant that she was only going to get $1,800 for, so we just reduced it.
Okay. That's enough. Okay, does the public have anything to say about any of all of this?
On the rodeo, net expenses versus revenue, what did it come out?
That will be a report that comes next rodeo meeting, but we came out, and I don't have those numbers in my head. We can look at what the budget provided, but what the big thing that came out of it was $20,000 stayed in the fund balance that we did not have to spend, that we can use as part of the carryover into next year, to, depending on what happens with donations, buffer that, or put it back. If we can stay ahead of the game long enough, it would go back to the RDA or to the TRT in payments and to the tax restaurant tax.
I was looking more just at actual.
Income and expense?
Expense, yeah, income and expense.
You can look at the actual 39.
Right now it shows a $930.36 loss in the county books. And I don't know if there's still bills yet to be paid, but.
Not that I know of. And the reason I hesitated is we've got a lot, that book, the sheet has been put together that will show the in-kinds and the cash contributions. The in-kinds are the tough one because they may have purchased or bought different things and then it doesn't show up as necessarily a revenue, but it has a revenue value. And how to make all that fit with the county's budgeting process has more to go, more to work on.
So you said in-kind and cash contributions.
Well, all the cash, all the cash has been to the county. Absolutely. Short of the $30,000 that went to the Economic Development District that funded the contract with the rodeo provider. But with this change in 39, this adjusted the 939. We didn't take any money from general fund or anything like that. It's all from within its own fund. But the 939 is
the loss will come out of your fund balance.
Right. Right. Which is this budget adjustment takes care of that, I assume. We don't have
the
to
budget
do
budget and the fund balance don't necessarily. You're talking cash when you talk of fund balance, and budgets are different.
Okay.
So
in the budget, are we making the adjustments to bring the 939 in now?
You're budgeting to use 18,000 of your fund balance, but you didn't have that many expenditures.
Okay, so with the difference between fund balance and budgeting, when you say what was the net, we're talking about expenditures?
Actual expenditures minus revenues.
Okay.
Or revenues minus right. Expenditures.
All right.
The only other thing that I have is Ryan's budget. I didn't get any figures from him, but I think you're gonna need to adjust yours.
Yeah, one of the things that we, Carrie and I talked about is that you did the journal entry, right? So that part's done. It's the assessing and collecting is for administering the tax issues that our office deals with, and as well as several other offices. And so we have a fairly large amount in there that we're not spending. It's coming out of, instead of coming out of there, it's coming out of the our clerk treasurer budget. And so we're going to need to up that budget to cover the cost of our staff, because it's kind of moving it. Well, there are two different revenue sources for each of those accounts, so you can't really just transfer, but that's the problem, is that there's with the turnover that we've had this year, it's just taken us longer to do everything than it was previously. Yeah. Trying to not only get caught up, but to do things for the future so that they're more easier to do, but it's not quite, it's not there yet. So.
So do you have an idea how much that amount is to me?
I think I left it sitting on my desk.
Okay, so for the purposes of the meeting today, I guess is that part of the public hearing or more of a conversation during the...
Well, if it needs added to this resolution...
It needs to be done during the public hearing.
Yeah, it should be.
I would say so.
I can, if we have a break somewhere, I'll go find that and get that number back.
Well, I think we can recess the public hearing for a few minutes and have you go do that.
Okay.
I'm going to go see if she's available.